Greetings, Colorado, and all of our Federation friends. This is Scott Labar back at you with Convention Audio Bulletin number 3. There are two main things, well, really three main things I want to do in this bulletin. First, I want to tell you that we had a drawing last night after registration closed at MountainNet 5. And I have some information. Now, we're going to reveal who won the $266 cash prize at opening ceremonies of the convention. But before then, I'm going to be giving you clues. And the first clue is, well, let me just say that we have, well, I'm not going to tell you the number on our list that this person was, but I will tell you something. We've had people register from inside Colorado and outside Colorado, and this person happens to live inside the borders of Colorado. So that's the first clue I'm going to reveal about this person. Moving on to our next agenda item, I want to introduce a special guest and somebody that's going to be very involved in our convention. So, special guest, who are you?
Hi, Scott. This is John Perret.
I think I've heard that name in the National Federation of the Blind. You do something for us, don't you?
I do. I do the best I can. I am the Executive Director for Advocacy and Policy.
And I assume you work out of our headquarters there in Baltimore.
I do. I'm in the Jernigan Institute. I'm one of the few people who's actually working from their office right now.
Oh, so you're in the building.
I'm even in the building. Yes, yes, sir.
So I assume our building, my understanding is maybe one-third of the staff will be there at any time. It's kind of a ghost town.
That is correct. We have very few people in the building. Most are working virtually, but we have a few that are coming in working as they normally would.
Well, awesome. So, John, where did you grow up?
I was born in New York State, and grew up in a town called Scarsdale outside of New York City.
And so now you weren't blind at birth. You went blind a little later on.
That is correct. When I was in my 30s, I think it is.
Okay. So you're now about 75 or something like that. No, just kidding. So when you were a kid, what were some of your favorite things to do?
I played tennis. I did running. I did quite a bit of bicycle riding. Maybe one of the most unusual things I did is my brother and I one summer rode our bicycles from Portland, Oregon to Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Wow. How long did that take?
10 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
Went about 4,000 miles.
Well, John, you are the national representative to our upcoming convention, which is only now 15 days away. We really look forward to visiting with you and have you tell us about what's going on in the Federation and sharing your story. So anything else you'd like to say to the Colorado group before we end this audio bulletin?
I'm thrilled to be participating with you and all the incredible work that you do. And the depth of leadership that the NFB of Colorado affiliate has is just inspiring. So I'm just so looking forward to speaking to everyone and working with everyone and being at the home of the Mountain at 5.
Well, thank you very much, John. We look forward to it, too.